All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is spring forward. You know, that's what we have to do, spring forward. Lost that hour. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for your wisdom and knowledge and direction.
Yes.
Lord, bless us to speak your word and all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I love this communion class.
Amen.
Let's see. Last week we made it to verse. We're in chapter 15, St. John chapter 15. And we made it to verse 26. And we'll start at verse 25. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause.
Hated me without a cause.
Without a cause.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a big statement.
That is, just by itself.
The Lord did everything right.
Yeah.
He made Adam, put him in a beautiful world. And when the snake went to talking, he listened to that snake with no credible evidence.
Amen.
And now, we have to, we come to the Lord when we hear God's word through anointed ministers, and just hearing his word is anointed.
Yes,
when we hear the truth of his word is a grace to us, a free gift. We make it, it stirs, it makes it, it, it faith forms in our heart after having heard the word of God. Mm-hmm. And those that respond, they trust God. They have faith in him.
Amen.
And faith always looks to God. So, but the world, they're still in world mode.
Uh-huh.
And they don't want change. They don't want, you know, I've heard so many people say, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't need nobody to die for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, you know, that's not true. And Jesus is our mediator. And he explained to them that in verse 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth,
uh-huh,
which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
Amen.
And just like Pastor explained last week, we have an internal witness of the Holy Spirit.
An internal witness. That ought to make us a good witness. You know, we got an internal witness.
Yeah. And to help us do his will, he's upon us, just like he was upon the prophets and the kings and the priests. And
you know, brother, we got to do a study on the Holy Spirit again. You know.
You know, when
he let it come out though.
My daily companion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call him my daily companion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17, they are the scriptures that teach you how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
Mm. You mean we got to cooperate? It's not an automatic?
It's not. Nothing's automatic.
Come on.
The only thing that's automatic is the car you drive.
Sometimes it ain't it.
No. Still got to steer it.
And still got to steer it.
But the Holy Spirit come to help us,
uh-huh,
do God's business in the earth, which is our business. We want our loved ones saved. We want our spouses saved. We want, mm-hmm, our friends saved.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're in him, we want everybody saved. So
right.
In order to do that, we have to yield to him.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that, you can't lean to your own understanding.
Amen.
Because we're so limited. But he knows all things.
Mm.
And we have to come to the point that we trust him and his strategy.
Amen.
The Lord has a strategy. I was thinking the other night, you know, the more mature you are, the greater assignments he'll give, because you're capable of carrying it. He'll anoint you to do greater things. And sometimes the greater things that he wants you to do requires more patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't see the details. You just have to accurately obey him,
just
step by step.
Amen.
And, I always put it like, you know, a submarine captain, he can't see anything but the inside of that ship. And he has to come up to get a vision. And he goes back down. And he can stay down for months.
And not ever see outside.
Right.
But they know where they're at.
And they know exactly where they're at.
Apostle, that's a good example.
Yeah, that is right there.
That's a very good example.
And that's what, when you're mature in him, you can do the same thing. If a nuclear submarine captain can do it, and his crew, why not us? We're trusting the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're the captain, but we make him our captain. We have the body in the earth. He has us. And if we yield to him, we can do the same thing. Jesus can build on his own foundation. And we'll do greater works than Jesus did. You know, when the Lord anoints someone, and if they don't do what they should do, like Saul, God replaced him. He fired him. But he replaced him with somebody that was more anointed.
Come on in.
David. David worshiped God. He saw God. He trusted God. And he loved God so much that he had no fear when he saw Goliath. Mm. An anger rose up from the inside.
Yes.
And he didn't have no fear on the rest of the brothers either.
No.
Because he killed five of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And he did the will of God. He was anointed king.
Mm-hmm.
And he received the kingdom step by step. And he knew not to kill an anointed man.
Amen.
When Lucifer was anointed, and God replaced him with Adam. Adam fell, and God replaced him with Jesus. So we still have the light of the world.
you could even include King Saul with Adam and David with Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Because King Saul didn't obey God yet. Mm-hmm. He was taken away and gave him to David, just like it was with.
Yeah, with Adam. That's perfect. That's accurate.
That's good.
When you're anointed and you're mature in him, then you'll cooperate. Everybody don't cooperate with the Lord, and they're not in the position to use the anointing they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David wasn't anointed to be king of Egypt. He was anointed to be king of Israel. And he had to be at his post. That's where he was king. He wasn't king of the Philistines. He was king of Israel. And he did his job. He did it so well that the Lord patterned his ministry after him. You know, Jesus is going to reign just like David. So when the Comforter come, and when the Spirit of Truth come, he will be in us to help us make the perfect decisions. We may be imperfect. We may not have all the facts. We may see through a glass darkly. But we can still do a perfect work.
The Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. You know, I caution all my people that say that we see through a glass darkly. Mm-hmm. We do, but when the Holy Spirit comes,
yep. Illumination. That's right.
He illuminates it. Mm-hmm. He makes it, you know, people use that as excuse. You know, yeah. Y'all know we see through a glass darkly.
That was never.
It bothers me. I get, so I said, class.
Uh-huh.
We don't say it that way. We say we see through a glass darkly, but.
But.
Whatever's on the side of the butt in English, it exalts
mm-hmm.
that. But. The Holy Spirit comes.
Yeah, that was never to be an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a situation, but the Holy Spirit overcame it.
Yes, he did.
From time to
Thank
time, he gave me things to do, and I said, well, I know he said it. You know, mm-hmm. you know when the Lord speaks. If he says something favorable, you're all in.
Mm-hmm.
So when whatever he brings to you, you heard him.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is mix faith with it.
Amen.
And sometimes my understanding may be unclear. But over time, it always happens. He'll show me something or explain something, and then everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't compromise.
No, he don't.
Mary, you remember the time you had everybody walking around the church?
Mm-hmm.
That night, I almost missed the service. I was trying to catch up at home working on a car. And the Lord said, I want you to go to church.
Praise God.
I said, Lord, it's almost 8 o'clock. He said, I want you to go to church now. And I went. I said, I'm going. I said, I feel weird, but I'm going. And when I got there, everybody was walking around. And I just joined in and walked around. They probably thought I was there. But while I was doing that, the Lord told me something. in years of my ministry made sense. Mm-hmm. He revealed to me that he was looking for somebody to anoint.
Whoa, God is looking for somebody to anoint.
And
search to and fro.
Yeah, he there were two other pastors he wanted to give that anointing to, mm-hmm. but he couldn't. And I didn't. He would give me all these words, and I just didn't. And I thought things were going to really pick up, but it never would. And then he had me to go somewhere else. Mm. And then he had me to come here. But that night, he said, and everything made sense, because things have to be in place for the anointing to be given and received. Whoa. And right after that, Christian Hafush anointed pastor. Mm. So when you stick with the plan of God, it's going to work. And you may not know all the details, but that doesn't matter. It will be revealed at the right time.
That's good.
I love communion. All right, we'll pick up at verse 27 next week.
Give David 1 minute to get his communion.
All right. As we seek the Lord, he's going to reveal whatever we need. And with that, the things that he bring to you, put it on the top shelf. That's the main thing that you got to deal with. All right, communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. We're receiving communion. And this is just like we can hear and receive and commune with the Holy Spirit at our will. This is what this represents. Jesus said, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your love, the way you help your people heal and grow. Lord, I pray that you will bless us as we draw near to you. Help us to understand your perfect will. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.